We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. With working from home and trying to stay in touch with friends and family, a million pressing social issues, and an expectation to always be on 24/7. Sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. My moment to chill is watching baseball, especially when the White Sox are on. I like to have a Coors Light beside me. It's a great beer to have watching the games, as it's cool and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. And even the mountains on my cans turn blue, telling me that it's time to hit reset. Sit back, relax, and hunker down for an evening of White Sox baseball. So when it's time for you to unwind, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, May 26th, 2021. A happy National Paper Airplane Day to you all. I'm Bennett Carroll. In the second game of their three-game series, the White Sox beat the Cardinals 8-3. The biggest story from the game? Joe West broke the record for most games umpired with 5,376. Yes, really. Anyways, it was a high school reunion on the mound as former Harvard-Westlake teammates Lucas Giolito and Jack Flaherty got the starts for the White Sox and Cardinals, respectively, with their high school pitching coach Ethan Katz now in the same role for the Sox. And much like everyone else's high school reunion, Flaherty didn't enjoy it as much as he thought he would. The White Sox got it started early in the first inning with Tim Anderson leading off by reaching via error, and Adam Eaton was hit by a pitch in the two-hole. A hard lineout by Yoan Moncada got Anderson to third, which allowed Abreu to ground Anderson in. Yermín Mercedes stepped in and drove one to right fielder Tommy Edman. Edman, not normally a right fielder, dropped the catch, allowing Adam Eaton to score and give the Sox a 2-0 lead. The next inning started with a nice single from Zach Collins, who got the second on a wild pitch. Leury Garcia took a walk, which let Nick Madrigal draw Flaherty into a two-strike count before singling in Collins. Tim Anderson reached on an error by Nolan Arenado, which is when you know something weird is going on. Following a pop-out from Adam Eaton, Yoan Moncada stepped up with the bases loaded and drew a walk to bring in a run. After a Jose Abreu strikeout, a wild pitch allowed Madrigal to score, bringing the score to 5-0. The White Sox managed just two hits through the first two and scratched five runs across. The Cardinals struck back in the top of the third, starting with a double from Edmundo Sosa. Yoan Moncada must have drank some of whatever was in the Cardinals' water as Lane Thomas reached on a throwing error. Tommy Edman loaded the base with an infield single when Dylan Carlson hit a long, lazy fly ball as deep into the right field corner as you can go, where Adam Eaton made a jumping catch. Sosa came home on the sack fly, with the inning ending at 5-1. To the top of the fourth, where Nolan Arenado led off with a double. Matt Carpenter singled Arenado over to third before, why not, a wild pitch from Giolito allows Arenado to come across and score. Giolito would escape the inning with a 5-2 lead, following a pop-out and a strikeout. The White Sox put up more in the bottom of the fourth with, yes, real, normal baseball. Adam Eaton singled to right before Jose Abreu hit a towering home run down the left field line to make it 7-2. Following a single from Andrew Vaughn, that was it for Flaherty, who finished with a line of 3.2 innings pitched, 6 hits, 7 runs, only 3 of which were earned, a pair of walks, and 3 strikeouts. Tyler Webb came in to get the final out of the inning. The weirdness came back in the...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sixth, as following a Yoan Moncada single, Junior Fernandez replaced Webb and proceeded to throw a wild pitch that moved Moncada to second and balked, moving him to third. Jose Abreu drove him in with the single, and the score was 8-2. Cody Hoyer started the seventh, leaving Lucas Giolito with a final line of 6 innings pitched, 2 runs, one of which was earned, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. His season ERA is down to 4.04. Hoyer did not shut down the Cardinals, though. Matt Carpenter led off with a double, and following a pair of outs hit right at Yoan Moncada, Max Moroff singled in Carpenter to make it 8-3. Evan Marshall pitched a scoreless eighth, and Garrett Crochet loaded the bases with nobody out to start the ninth. Apparently it was just to make Liam Hendricks sweat, as the closer stepped in and managed to get a save in a 5-run win with 3 straight strikeouts, the last of which was looking. Some other final stats to go over. Nick Madrigal went 3-for-4 to raise his average to .289 and was caught stealing. Jose Abreu drove in 4, which gives him 39 RBIs on the year, and Yoan Moncada had a double to raise his OPS to .821.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
In the minors, the Knights lost 5-4 to the Norfolk Tides. Adam Engel hit a home run in his rehab start, with Jake Berger and Marco Hernandez each adding a pair of hits. Ronaldo Lopez threw 5 innings of 2-run ball, spreading 7 hits and no walks around, but only striking out a pair. Lopez's ERA in AAA sits at 6.55. The Barons beat the Rocket City Trash Pandas 5-1 thanks to some late scoring, with 3 runs in the 8th and 1 in the 9th. Zach Granite, Carlos Perez, and Craig Dietilo each had a pair of hits, with Granite having the only extra base hit in the game for the Barons with a double. Jason Belew threw 5 innings of 1-run baseball but got a no decision. The dash in the Hickory Crawdads game was called in the top of the 7th due to rain, with the dash in the process of being stomped 11-2. Luis Curbelo had a solo home run, and Evan Skoog added an RBI on a single in the fifth. Isaiah Carranza got hit hard, giving up 8 runs, 7 of which were earned across 2 innings, serving up 7 hits and 4 walks. Dan Metzdorf didn't fare much better in 4 innings of mop-up duty, giving up 3 runs of his own. The Cannonballers took on the Carolina Mudcats and lost an almost unbelievable 23-7. Not many highlights to be taken from a 16-run loss, but I'll hit you with them quick. James Beard hit a 3-run home run, Jose Rodriguez had a solo shot and a double, and Brian Ramos doubled in a run. Matthew Thompson started for Canning and gave up 7 earned runs in 1 1/3 innings pitched. 4 hits, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Ty Madrigal came in, yes, that Madrigal, and gave up 4 runs in 3 innings while striking out 6. McKinley Moore gets credit for being the only pitcher for the Ballers to give up fewer than 4 runs, allowing 3 in 1 inning of relief. The Chicago White Sox lead the AL Central by 1.5 games over the Cleveland Indians, and the Kansas City Royals sit 4.5 back. That will do it for this White Sox Wake Up Call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcast and website, and first crack at our new swag. Today, the White Sox and Cardinals play a getaway day game at 1:10 Central. Carlos Rodon will start for the White Sox. John Gant will start for the Cardinals. And tonight, you can catch Sox Machine live. Enjoy your Wednesday, and go White Sox!
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G, because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.